Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Way of Zen by Alan W. Watts is an insightful exploration of Zen Buddhism, an ancient and influential philosophy that deeply resonates within contemporary life. Alan Watts, widely recognized as a preeminent interpreter of Eastern philosophy to Western audiences, effortlessly bridges cultural gaps, offering a coherent understanding of the fundamental teachings and insights unique to Zen practice. Through illuminating discussions on Zen's philosophical foundations, distinctive practices, and relevance to modern existence, Watts demystifies a traditionally enigmatic topic, addressing key concepts such as meditation, zazen, mindfulness, the illusory self, and the sudden enlightenment Satori experience. The book comprehensively reveals the essence of Zen as a form of experiential perception. Introductory yet profound, the work strikes a delicate balance between structured intellectual reflection and the spontaneous intuition central to Zen itself. Favoring insight and direct perception over scholastic debate, Watts challenges conventional thinking by encouraging readers to step beyond dualistic modes of understanding into a direct and enriched experience of existence itself. Written in clear, engaging prose, free from jargon yet filled with erudite references, The Way of Zen succeeds in serving as both introduction for newcomers and sophisticated illumination for seasoned enthusiasts. A guidebook for consciousness and personal insight, Watts offers Western readers practical methods to integrate Zen teachings into daily life, promoting clarity, serenity, and authentic living in our fast-paced modern world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the origins and historical development of Zen Buddhism. In this topic, Watts thoroughly outlines the historical development of Zen Buddhism, tracing its origins in India with the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama, the historical Buddha. Zen, deriving from the Chinese term Chan, evolved within China by intertwining traditional Indian Buddhism with Taoist philosophy, particularly influenced by the Tao Te Ching and Chuang Tzu's writings. Watts emphasizes how Zen diverged from classical Indian Buddhism, adopting a direct and intuitive method to enlightenment. Tracing the transmission lineage of patriarchs like Bodhidharma, who brought Zen from India to China, and Huineng, the sixth patriarch, Watts meticulously portrays Zen's evolutionary step in Japan under Monk Isai and Dogen Zenji, shaping what is known today as Japanese Zen. This historical context enables readers to appreciate Zen not as static doctrine, but as a vibrant, adaptable tradition responsive to various cultural settings. Essential to this narrative is Watts's depiction of Zen as emphasizing immediate experiential insight over ritualistic devotion and philosophical complexity. Secondly, key principles of Zen philosophy. Alan Watts highlights the essential principles central to Zen, including direct experience, non-duality, spontaneity, and emptiness, sunyata. According to Watts, Zen aims to dissolve artificial dualisms such as subject-object, self-world, attaining harmony through realization of the interconnectedness and interdependence of existence. He elucidates concepts like emptiness, emphasizing it as not mere nihilism but as recognition that objects are devoid of independent intrinsic identities, dependent instead on contextual relationships and processes. Watts clarifies Zen's rejection of reliance solely on scripture or doctrine, stressing enlightenment obtained through intuitive understanding beyond conceptual thought. This principle is mirrored in Zen practices, prioritizing experiential wisdom and spontaneous action flowing from clear perception rather than predetermined moralistic standards. Watts illustrates how this freedom from strict dogma allows practitioners a deeper connection to reality, unmediated by conceptual biases and habitual tendencies. Essential to Zen philosophy are awareness and mindfulness, encompassing attentive perception of present reality, emphasizing living fully and awarely in the immediate moment. Thirdly, meditation, zazen, and Zen practice. Watts dedicates considerable focus to explaining the purpose and method behind Zen meditation, zazen, highlighting its vital role in Zen practice. Zazen, literally translating as sitting meditation, involves quiet, mindful contemplation aimed at clarifying the mind, facilitating profound insight, kensho. Watts explains essential principles underpinning zazen, such as maintaining equanimous, alert awareness without purposeful striving or goal orientation. Instead, the meditator adopts a natural posture, maintaining attention on breathing and moment-to-moment experience. Watts emphasizes how this purposeful simplicity contrasts sharply with Western concepts of achievement or motivation, underlining the very release from attachment to goals or outcomes as central to Zen freedom. Watts explains how consistent meditation fosters an increased awareness, supporting practitioners in transcending dualistic thought and perceiving their true nature directly. Meditation practice becomes a microcosm for life, teaching practitioners to meet challenges spontaneously, clearly, and without self-imposed resistance or conflict, promoting harmony and wisdom. Fourthly, Zen koans, paradoxes, and the nature of language. A central traditional method explored by Watts extensively is the application of Zen koans, seemingly irrational dialogues or puzzles designed to challenge linear rational thinking. Watts depicts koans such as, "What is the sound of one hand clapping?" as tools strategically employed by Zen masters to disrupt habitual analytic cognition and catalyze sudden leaps into intuitive understanding. Watts emphasizes Zen language's paradoxical nature, intentionally eschewing logical coherence to break down conceptual thought. Koans thus reveal language's inherent limitations regarding ultimate spiritual realities, prompting practitioners to direct experiential realizations beyond conceptual definitions. Through anecdotes and examples, Watts conveys how koans embody Zen philosophy practically in action, employing verbal paradoxes as precise mechanisms, awakening internally latent insights. He describes the profound teaching behind koans, how conventional language confines perception, delineating constructed realities. Enlightenment arises precisely by breaking beyond limiting linguistic boundaries that narrow consciousness and stifle intuitive realization. Lastly, Zen's relevance and application in modern life. A major contribution of Watts's work lies in demonstrating how Zen principles and practices profoundly benefit contemporary existence, characterized by stress, anxiety, alienation, and distraction. Watts applies Zen teachings practically, suggesting that attentive mindful awareness, meditative practice, and insight into impermanence provide invaluable tools to navigate difficulties, cultivate resilience, and live authentic, deeply satisfying lives. He illustrates how Zen mindfulness counters busyness and distraction prevalent in contemporary cultures, encouraging presence, calmness, and clarity amidst external chaos. Watts elucidates ways Zen practices improve relationships through compassionate understanding and intuitive sensitivity born from mindful attentiveness. Zen teaches non-attachment, enabling emotional fluidity, reducing outright resistance to change or discomfort. Watts further indicates how Zen insights such as impermanence, interconnectedness, apurbi-a, and interdependence are essential antidotes to contemporary environmental crises and ethical challenges, fostering global perspective and responsibility. Demonstrating practical beneficial application across personal and societal dimensions, Watts clearly situates Zen as significantly fulfilling and relevant in the modern world. In conclusion, The Way of Zen by Alan W. Watts is highly recommended for readers interested in personal contemplation, spirituality, or those seeking practical solutions to contemporary life's anxieties and challenges. The book uniquely combines scholarly accuracy with accessible, engaging writing, making it suited for beginners as well as those familiar with Eastern philosophical traditions. Watts's insightful approach renders Zen's profound philosophies understandable and practical, suitable for immediate application in our everyday lives. The distinctiveness of Watts's work stems from his ability to clarify complex philosophical concepts while preserving their intrinsic wisdom and depth. Unlike many other texts on Zen, The Way of Zen succeeds not only as an explanation of principles, but as an invitation for direct experiential discovery. Reading this book provides valuable insights conducive to personal growth and psychological liberation, offering effective tools for mindfulness, clarity, and efficacy. Watts presents Zen Buddhism as not solely religious or theory-bound, but as a profoundly transformative experiential practice deeply relevant to contemporary societal structures, relationships, and ethical values. Exceptional for its clarity and depth, Watts's work outshines many other topical treatments, offering both spiritual wisdom for individuals and opportunities for advanced philosophical contemplations. Serving as a foundational text for anyone seriously exploring Zen or Eastern philosophy's profound depths, if you would like to support Alan W. Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.